back here at Oswego High School. And Dylan, what do you think Opie's going to discuss? What do you think their key might be in the second half?
Not foul and don't turn the ball over.
Yeah. Yep, that it is. And also with Madison, I think a little bit the same thing, and just don't turn the ball over. And when they've been able to work it inside to Weekly and Elaine Luthy, they've been doing pretty well inside, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, and it's been Yolen Luthy and the Jalen Weekly show.
All right, Madison, we going left to right across your radio dial with their original starting lineup of Kaylin Luthy, Jalen Weekly, Elaine Luthy, Ava Fultz, and Sarah Miser.
And a quick update from Andover, Emporia High down. As it's 14-6, Andover leading.
All right. Nopi with their original starting lineup of Jenna Smith, Katie Robert, Millie Bailey, Ava Clark, and McKenna Broyles. They get the ball up top. Madison does, going left to right across the radio dial. Ava Fultz gives it over to Sarah Miser for three.
Good. That's a big shot to start half number two.
And Miser now with 4 points. Largest lead of the night at 30-18. They go left side to McKenna Broyles. Opie does. McKenna spin move. Gets inside. Gets the shot off. And no good. Rebound to Ava Fultz for Madison. Ava, now three-pointers up, no good for Madison. Kaylin Luthy saves it, gets it into Jalen Weekly, off the glass, good. 5 points in a quick hurry by the Lady Bulldogs. She's got 15 now, and it's 32-18. Largest lead of the night. Ball goes up top, now into McKenna Broyles. McKenna Broyles picks up her dribble, gives it to Ava Clark. Ava Clark backs it out. Now the right side to Katie Robert. Katie gets it to Jenna Smith, dishes it left side. Millie Bailey gets it back up. Now jumpers up by Jenna Smith, no good. McKenna Broyles has it. Shots up, no good. We're going to get a foul, a reach-in foul on the shot. It's going to be on Elaine Luthy. That's just her first. And at the free throw line will be McKenna Broyles. McKenna toes the line, literally toes the line. She was looking where her toes were at. And free throws up and good. With that kind of shot, Dylan, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, and these are huge free throws, especially when the lead is got up to 14.
Now the second free throw is up and it is good by McKenna Broyles. She's got two. That cuts the lead to 32-20. Kaylin Luthy gets it across the timeline. Kaylin Luthy has it, goes to the left side, Ava Fultz. Ava gets it in and tried to get it in under the Elaine Luthy ball, stolen away. Ava Clark with it. Ava picks up her dribble. This is the right side. Now they get it in to Jenna Smith. Had the ball knocked away, but Smith gets it to Broyles. Layup good. And a quick 4 points coming back by Opie. And it's a 32-22 lead, though, for Madison. Elaine Luthy has it, loses control of the basketball. That's going to be a backcourt violation. Just lost her concentration with the basketball and can't seem to get it going.
Yep, and Opie's going to get it, and they got a chance to pull back within seven.
Now the ball goes to the left side. Bailey gives it back up to Katie Robert. Robert gets inside. Now dishes it back out. Now they try to get in underneath. Ball stolen by Jalen Weekly. Weekly across the timeline. Now it gets inside. And has the ball stolen by Katie Robert. Robert down the court. Ava Clark. Layup. Good. Six straight points by the Lady Eagles. And a timeout called by Madison coach Bill Neinstead. 5:37 to go in the third quarter. It's it's Madison 32, Opie 24. Back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
The high school postseason basketball being brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students. And the Olpie Chicken House. Since 1958, the Olpie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 8 o'clock. Call 620-475-3386. Madison High School Post.
I think Coach Bill Nysa just needs to kind of calm his kids down a little bit. The Madison kids were told to get out of the Colony Crest student section.
Well, so and they went to behind the Opie bench.
Yeah.
I was like, why would you switch?
Yeah.
Just stay behind your bench. It gives them extra motivation.
That it does. Now, pass stolen by McKenna Broyles. She gives it off to Katie Robert. Robert drives left side. Layup good. 8 straight points by the Lady Eagles. Cuts the lead to 6, 32-26. And Coach Nysa saying, calm down. And now Elaine Luthy gets inside. Shots up, no good. Rebound by McKenna Broyle. She gives it down Katie Robert. Robert to the basket. Layup, no good, but she's fouled. And, man, mighty momentum has switched sides.
I think Ron Slaymaker made some really good adjustments. If they're on an 8-0 run right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Niner wants another one.
Yeah, this is going to be a full timeout. 5:04 to go here in the third quarter. Madison 32, Olpie 26. Back after this 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison High School postseason basketball being brought to you by J.J. Edwards with State Farm agencies in Eureka and other surrounding communities. He wishes the Madison Bulldogs the best of luck. For help with your insurance or financial goals, call 620-583-7481. And ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available.
Madison postseason basketball brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
And Dylan, we want to wish all the other area teams that are the best of luck in sub-state action tonight. I know on the girls' side we have Lebo taking on St. Paul. And now Katie Roberts' free throw is up and no good.
Did they say who the foul's on? They didn't put it on the board.
I didn't catch it. I'll go. We'll check here.
Yeah.
Second free throw by Katie Roberts was no good.
And those are two huge misses.
And now Madison gets it across the timeline. They get the ball in the right corner. Back up goes to Jalen Weekly. Weekly now gives the ball off to Kaylin Luthy. Back up to Elaine Luthy. Elaine Luthy to Kaylin Luthy. Goes off a screen. Gets inside. Dishes it out. Three-pointer by Sarah Miser is up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Gracie Coughlin for Olpie. She gives it up. Katie Roberts has it on the right side. Gives it up to McKenna Broyle. Broyle to Katie Robert. Katie Robert. Katie Robert in the corner. Gives it up top. McKenna Broyles for three. Good! And the lead's down to three.
I didn't know McKenna Broyles could step out and shoot. That's a huge trifecta.
She has 7 here in the quarter. Now we got a steal. And a
but
foul.
A foul before. And an 11-0 run, Kenny.
Yeah. The adjustments that Coach Slaymaker made, if nothing else, was calming them down, I think, a little bit. Dylan, how's the E-High game going?
They are down 18-10. They've been within 5, so still plenty of time, and it's low scoring in Andover.
Now in the game for Madison. Back in the game is Candace Ashlock. She's wearing number 22.
Oh.
Elaine Luthy's jumper is up and no good. Rebound, Jalen Weekly. Put back up and good. Jalen Weekly with 17. Now here comes Katie Robert the other way. Right side. get inside Millie Bailey. Layup good. Millie Bailey with the basket. Cuts the lead to three, 34-31. Millie Bailey now with four. The ball goes inside to Candace Ashlock. And, yeah, Candace has got, like, a little bit of something above that left eye.
Yeah. Glad she's back in and healthy.
Yes. That foul was on
Millie Bailey.
Bailey, her third. Free throw by Ashlock is up and good.
Hey, got the roll there.
She's now 1-for-3 from the line tonight. Really, that's been a weakness tonight for Madison. Second free throw's up and good. Her first 2 points of the night. And it leads back up to five, 36-31. Ball goes left side to Skalski. Skalski gets it back up to Katie Robert. Katie Robert having trouble with the basketball. Down, double dribbles. Double dribbles. And I thought that was a double dribble. I know the kids on the OP bench,
yeah,
didn't, but Coach Slaymaker didn't say much. Ball comes in to Candace Ashlock. Candace being guarded by Lily Skalski gets it across the timeline. Now goes over to the right side. Now she's going to be fouled. Actually, they're going to, Kaylin Luthy's going to be fouled by McKenna Broyles. Broyles with her second. Oh, actually with her third. The ball comes in to Kaylin Luthy. Luthy gets inside. Takes it to the glass. Shots up, no good. Rebound by Kaylin Luthy. Out to Sarah Meiser for three. Good! Sarah Meiser with her second three-pointer of the night. And now the lead's back up to eight, 39-31.
I mentioned it in pregame with Coach Knightson about Sarah Meiser. She's been practicing really good here down the home stretch.
Now Millie Bailey gets inside. Has the ball stolen by Yolaine Luthy. Yolaine Luthy trying to get out of that mess. Does. Gets it across the timeline down to Candace Ashlock. Takes it to the basket. Layup no good. Rebound to Katie Robert for Opie. Katie Robert across the timeline. Now taking it all the way to the basket. She loses control of the basketball. Offensive foul.
Katie Robert is going to get her third.
Yeah, hey, she actually did pretty good going this far to not get her third.
Yeah.
But now she's got to watch it again, doesn't she? Now the inbounds pass, having some trouble getting the ball inbound. They do, up to Sarah Meiser. Meiser gets it across the timeline, down. Jalen Wakely, jumper, blocked by McKenna Broyles. Comes up in the hands of Jenna Smith for Opie. Jenna gets it up to Millie Bailey. Bailey off to Katie Robert. Robert across the timeline. Gets the ball left side. McKenna Broyles. McKenna, spin move. Inside shots up, no good. And she's fouled. Foul on Jalen Weekly, her second.
And a halftime update from Andover. Andover leads 22-11.
Now the free throw is up and no good. Is up and good by McKenna Broyles. Broyles with eight in the game. All of them here in the third quarter. Second free throw by McKenna Broyles is up and good. Give her nine. Cuts the lead back to six, 39-33. Kaylin Luthy getting it, now having some trouble. Ball stolen by Millie Skalski. Now she gets the ball across the court. Now Katie Roberts not able to save it.
Just good defense.
Yeah. Now the ball comes in to Kaylin Luthy. Luthy getting it across the timeline finally. And now goes the left side to Ashlock. Ashlock, spin move. Double teamed over there, and she's going to get called for traveling. When McKenna Broyles came over, it surprised her and got the traveling call.
16 turnovers for Madison to 17 for Opie.
Well, we've got a pretty even game, and that is even, too. Lily Skalski with it. Skalski brings it over right side, gives it to Millie Bailey. Down in the corner it goes to Ava. Now, three-pointer by Katie Robert. Good!
Katie Robert's going to have to shoot Opie back into this game, and there's a turnover by the Bulldogs.
Katie Robert now with eight, and a timeout called by Madison coach Bill Neistat. 1:20 to go here in the third quarter. It's Madison 39, Opie 36, back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie postseason basketball brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Opie High School.
Back here in Oswego. Dylan, this matchup has been everything we thought it would be.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, Ken. And I'm really looking forward to that boys matchup, too.
Yeah, that ought to be a good one.
Yeah, one of these teams is going to go to Dodge City.
And bounce pass comes in to Lily Skalski. She takes it on the left side. Now loses control of it, throws it back in. Ava Clark comes up with it, but then she loses it to Elaine Luthy. Here comes Madison on the break. Jalen Weekly layup, good.
Wow.
Weekly with 19.
You know, Jalen was an athlete of the week a couple weeks ago because of a really big 20-point performance she had earlier in the year.
And now the ball, McKenna Boyle's right side, gives it up to Katie Robert, and she's fouled by Sarah Miser.
Sarah's third. And you know, Ken, they're letting them play a little bit more than what it was like in the first quarter.
Yeah.
With all those fouls.
That they are. Sadie Albert now in the game. Ball comes in to Lily Skalski. She gets to the basket. Layup. Good. Cuts the lead back to three. 41-38.
Lily Skalski's role has been different tonight off the Opie bench and really hasn't been one to score mostly tonight.
Now jumper's up and no good by Sadie Albert. She's fouled. So Sadie Albert going to the line. She's one of two at the free throw line tonight. Sadie's free throw is up and no good. One for three tonight from the line. And that has been an issue all night.
Yes, it has. And Albert's only point coming from the free throw line.
Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound tipped out, goes to Katie Robert. For Opie. Robert on the break, gets it down to Skalski. Skalski left side to Robert. Robert dishes it out. Millie Bailey shots up, no good. McKenna Boyle's put back up. Good and a foul. And she'll go to the line to tie it up.
And a momentum swinger in the Madison faithful to the right of us and even behind us wanting a travel.
And now she's at the line to shoot.
McKenna Broyles been really big in this third quarter.
That she has. Free throws up and good. We're tied. They came back from 14 points down.
And that was 32-18.
And ever since then, it's been all Opie Lady Eagles. Elaine Luthy gets it over the left side. Candace Ashlock goes off the screen. And we're going to get a foul out front. Foul is going to be on Jenna Smith. That's Jenna's third foul.
Remember, next foul committed by Opie puts Madison in the bonus. Madison still with a foul to give.
8 seconds to go. Elaine Luthy has it. She gives the ball off the right side. Three-pointer by Jalen Weekly. He's off. No good. Rebound Luthy. Put back up. No good. And Coach Nice is wondering where was the foul on there. But guess what? We got a quarter to decide. the sub-state championship. We are tied at 41 in Oswego. Back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Olpe High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Haig Pharmacy. For the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Haig Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th Avenue in Emporia. The city of Olpe. Location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family. And Hogan Excavating. Specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also call for tree removal, rock, and dirt hauling. Call Jeff at 620-366-1161. Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Seamers Construction. For excavation, footings, water, and sewer line installation and repair, they do it all with three decades of experience. Seamers Construction, a proud supporter of area sports and athletes. Harrison Body Shop in Madison, for insurance claims, painting, glass installation, and free estimates. And USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
Dylan, one quarter to decide this.
Right you are.
And, you know, we're I can't imagine what the kids are going through like with the tension right now.
Well, and you mentioned towards the top of the broadcast about the turnout here and all the Olpe and Madison faithful making the trek down here to Oswego.
Olpe's going right to left. Olpe's got the ball. They're going right to left across your radio dial. Inbounds pass comes into McKenna Broyles. Broyles gives it up. Now they go right side, Millie Bailey. Bailey gives it back up to McKenna Broyles. McKenna dribbling over to the left side. Dishes it off. Ava Clark. Ava Clark going to the right side to Millie Bailey. Millie Bailey drives in. Dishes it off left side to Grace Coughlin. Coughlin gives it down to Lily Skalski. Skalski to McKenna Broyles for three. No good. Rebounded to Kaylin Ashlock. Here comes Madison with the basketball. Ashlock across the timeline. Takes it in. Gets the ball left side. Now back up to Jalen Weekly. Weekly gives it off to Yolaine Luthie. Luthie travels. And you know one thing, Dylan? They've really forced Yolaine Luthie away from the basket defensively. They're pushing her out.
Yeah, they're doing everything possible.
Lily Skalski across the timeline. Dribbles ball to the right side. Gets the ball in the... Ava Clark. Ava Clark gets it in to Grace Coughlin. Grace Coughlin turns around. Gets it over. McKenna Broyles. Shots up. No good. But if you would have said, as we started after the first 2 minutes of the third quarter, that Olpe would be going to the line to take the lead.
Yeah. And it was a 23-9 run for Olpe after it was 32-18.
McKenna Broyles' free throw is on the way up, and it is good. McKenna Broyles, by the way, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Second free throw on the way up, and no good. I jinxed her. There we go. Is this the first? I think this might be the first lead that Olpe's had.
Actually, they had a 2-0 and a 4-2 lead.
Wow. Wow. Kaylin Ashlock. Luthie tries to get the ball inside. Katie Roberts with the steal. Robert dribbles inside, gives it to McKenna Broyles. Grace Coughlin has it. Grace Coughlin loses the basketball, and we're going to get a tie-up between Coughlin and Weekly. And it will go over to Olpe. Oh, excuse me, it is Madison. I thought so, but Olpe was lining up for it. Tricky. And now Yolaine Luthie gets it across the timeline. Gets the ball in the corner to Ashlock. Ashlock gives the ball out to Ava Foltz. Foltz goes to the left side. Kaylin Luthie. Kaylin Luthie gets inside, has the ball stripped, but she's fouled. Kaylin Luthie is 2 for 4 from the free throw line tonight. Foul is on Ava Clark, her second. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound to Olpe, then they throw the ball away. A little bit of misconnection between Grace Coughlin and Millie Bailey. Now they get the ball. Kayla and that. They get the ball right side. Three-pointer by Ava Foltz is no good. Rebound by Weekly, and it's blocked. Weekly gets the rebound. Put back up and good. Jalen Weekly with 21. And Madison back with the lead, 43-42. Katie Roberts with it. Gives the ball left side to Ava Clark. Ava Clark, top of the key. Right side it goes to Millie Bailey. Bailey back to Clark. Clark to Robert on the left side. Robert for three. No good. Rebound by Elaine Luthy. Luthy has it. Luthy gets it across the timeline. Takes it in. Right side it goes to Kaylin Luthy, and she's fouled. Kaylin Luthy, though, could help herself by going and making some free throws here, Dylan.
Yeah, and these are huge. That's Katie Robert just picked up number four.
Sarah Miser back in the game now for Madison.
Good minutes for Ashlock.
Free throw is up and it is good.
Can you believe Kaylin Luthy has 8 rebounds along with her 3 points along with 2 assists?
That's a little bit more than you expect from a point guard to get 8 rebounds.
And a freshman.
Yeah. Free throws up, no good. Rebound by Elaine Luthy. Elaine Luthy off the glass, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Opie.
Oh, man, Jalen Weekly a little bit fired up. A little applause after that.
Yep. Timeout going to be called by OP coach Ron Slaymaker. 5:27 to go in the fourth quarter. Madison 44, OP 42. Back after this 30-second timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison postseason basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
4:42. The winner goes to Dodge City. The winner of this quarter goes to Dodge City.
Yes. Whoever has the most points.
And there will be a celebration.
There will be a celebration.
And heartache on the other side. And the thing is, we know both these teams.
Yeah.
And just love the kids, too. Yeah. So ball comes in to Elaine Luthy. Elaine gets it in the paint. This is off left side to Sarah Miser, but threw it behind her. And that's one of those, I think Coach Knight said, goes, we diagrammed it at the, you know, we looked at it, the start. And, oh, we didn't even get past the first pass. The ball goes to the right side. Ava Clark gives it back up. Katie Robert. Robert gets inside. Shot is up. No good, but she's fouled. Going to be hacked. See who they're going to get that on. Foul is going to be on Elaine Luthy. That is her third. I think that's the one that they called earlier that we missed.
Okay.
Free throw is up and good by Katie Robert. Robert now 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound goes to Madison. Elaine Luthy has it, gets it across the timeline. Now across the court to Sarah Miser. Miser gets in, 10-footer up. No good, and a foul. I tell you, that thing was in and then bounced out. Foul is going to be on Ava Clark, her third. And Free throw is up and good by Sarah Meiser. Sarah Meiser now with 8 on the night. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound comes out to Yolaine Luvey. Luvey takes it into the corner. Luvey gets inside. Shot is up off the glass. No good. Rebound to Katie Roberts for Olpe. Robert on the break. Chance to tie. Robert gets inside. Ball stripped by Sarah Meiser, but then Sarah throws it too far down the court, and Jenna Smith comes up with it. Now to Katie Robert for Olpe. Katie goes to the left side. Lily Skalski's shot is up. Good. And we're tied. Skalski now with 4 points on the night. With 6. Ball goes inside to Candace. Caden Luthi, and shot is up by Jalen Weekly and no good. But she's going to be fouled by Lily Skalski. That'll be number 2 on Skalski. 4:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. We're tied. Jalen Weekly at the free throw line. Free throw's up and good. Weekly now with 22 on the night. Candace Ashlock back in the game. Second free throw is up and no good. The free throw problems tonight for Madison are huge. Katie Robert with it. Left side it goes. Millie Bailey's jumper. No good. Rebounded by Yolaine Luthi. Luthi gets it across the timeline. Down right side. She's taking it to the glass and has the ball stripped by Lily Skalski. Skalski now on the break. Right side, taking it to the paint. Dishes it off in the corner to Jenna Smith. Now to Millie Bailey's jumper. No good. Rebound by Millie Bailey, and she loses it to Candace Ashlock. Ashlock on the break. Dishes it out to Jalen Weekly. Weekly gets inside. Shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound by Lily Skalski. Skalski down the court. Tried to get it to Millie Bailey, but threw the ball too far out in front of her. And you know one thing, Dylan? With every time that Millie Bailey seems to go to the ground, she has trouble getting up, and that's costing her team a 5. That means Madison's had a couple breaks.
And this is a big sub for Madison, giving Jalen Weekly a little breather before this final 2 minutes of this game.
Inbounds pass comes in. Ashlock gets it across the timeline. Takes it on the left wing. Picks up her dribble. Gives it up. Ball stolen away. Coming up with us, McKenna Broyles. McKenna, they try to throw the pass down. Katie Robert has it, but she's going to be trapped over there in the corner. And now we're going to get a foul called on Madison.
Bill Knight said one a double dribble.
Everybody's wanting something over there, Dylan.
Everybody.
And Katie Robert at the free throw line. I have her down to just 1 of 3 at the line. About 10 points.
I got 9 points for her.
Oh, that's right. I counted 1 as a 3
because,
earlier on.
No, she missed the second free throw.
That's right.
And here comes Jalen Weekly back in. Didn't really take her long.
Makes the free throw. Now we're tied at 46. Now she has 10. Second free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebounded by Madison. They get the ball out. They get the ball on the right side. Sarah Meiser. Meiser gets it in underneath the Weekly, but throws the ball away. Olpe with a chance to take the lead. Katie Roberts tries to get the ball on the left side. Ball knocked away. Lily Skalski, though, has it. Gets it upside, and timeout called by Coach Ron Slaymaker. And we'll take a timeout, too. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 46. Back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
This in postseason basketball, brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. and by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Opie Postseason Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
Back here at Oswego, we're tied at 46. And 3 minutes, 3 minutes on the clock, Dylan, to go to state.
Yeah, this is just been a great second half for the Eagles.
That it has. Katie Robert gets it across the timeline.
I think Slay's going to slow things down.
Yep. McKenna Broyles with it up now up top. And McKenna Broyles now gives the ball off to Lily Skalski. Lily gives it over to Katie Robert. Robert has it. This is the left side to Skalski, down in the corner to Jenna Smith. Back up to Skalski. Katie Roberts with it. Roberts up top. Now 5 seconds is starting to be counted off. Gives the ball off to Lily Skalski. Now off to McKenna Broyles, who, in my opinion, if Opie wins it, is the MVP of the game.
Yeah.
Now gives it to Katie Robert. Now they've milked a minute off the clock, so we're down to 2 minutes.
Don't worry, I've seen teams milk some time off the clock, and this is good strategy by the legend.
I got traveling. Traveling on Lily Skalski.
A huge turnover and a freshman mistake as we are under 2 minutes. And a critical turnover, the 23rd for the Eagles.
That's one thing. I've never seen a team run 3 minutes off the clock because chance of turnovers.
I saw Emporia High's boys run 2 minutes off to start the fourth quarter in Junction City 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. That's hard to do.
And we lost power on our remote box.
Uh-oh. Yolaine Luthy with it now. Luthy gets inside, tries to get in the weekly ball, stolen away by Opie. Lily Skalski comes up with it, gets it to Broyles, back to Skalski. Katie Robert across the timeline. And now gives it to McKenna Broyles. Broyles gets it off to Lily Skalski, back to Katie Robert. Robert gives ball left side to Skalski. 1:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball back up. Katie Robert has it. Spin move. Dishes it over to the right side. Now she gets inside. Dishes it off underneath. Layup by Jenna Smith. Good! Opie with the lead. Jenna Smith with her first two in the second half. And we got a turnover on Candace, on Kaylin Luthy. They're going to say she's palmed the ball. Timeout called by Opie coach Ron Slaymaker. 47.9 seconds to go in the ballgame. It is Opie 48, Madison 46. Back after this 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. And the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie. Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison, and the Opie Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shankey at the Opie Meat Locker in downtown Opie.
Back here at Oswego High School, and 48 seconds, basically 48 seconds to go, 47.9. Mm-hmm. But here, Dylan, we talked about the last time they played. Madison forgot how to foul when they were trying to foul him in the last minute of the game at the Lyon County League Tournament.
And every Opie foul is going to be two free throws, and Madison would keep Opie in the one-on-one.
And now turnover in backcourt.
Yeah, Sarah Meiser did not touch that basketball. That was just too deep of a pass by Katie Robert.
Yeah, that pass to Robert, she was like, couldn't come up with it. But now it should be right here.
Well, they're going to talk this over. Did Meiser graze it? I don't think Sarah Meiser touched the basketball. It. And they're going to say Madison ball.
Okay.
And they're going to play it across the way.
Yep.
Hey, I got a quick update. St. Mary's is leading Linden 64-63, 21 seconds left in overtime.
Oh,
that's
man.
A boys game. That's the number one team in 2A.
And here's Sarah Meiser. Layup. In and out. Rebound, rebound, rebound. Put back by Weekly. No good. Rebound. And we're going to get a tie up on the rebound.
And it
goes to Opie.
And here's the thing. Ava Foltz was behind Kaylin Luthi and tied her up.
Yeah.
Her own teammate.
Yep. Now Millie Bailey checking back in the game. But they had a good look on that opportunity. 35.6 seconds to go. Inbounds pass comes in. They're having trouble. They get the ball inbound to Lily Skalski. Skalski gets it across, not across the timeline yet. Now does. Now we're going to get it.
Meiser's cramping at midcourt. Slowly get up, but it's going to get.
And you know what, though? Here's the crazy thing. The referees didn't have to necessarily stop it there, but they did because she was in the middle of the court.
She might have rolled something, Ken.
Yep. And they're going to help her get.
She's in pain.
Yes, she is. And she has had an outstanding night tonight.
Yeah. And a senior, too, putting it out all on the line. And going to the fourth quarter in Andover. Andover's leading Emporia High 37-22. And Andover probably going to be at White Auditorium on Thursday. And they haven't lost since the second to last Friday in December.
Oh, wow.
That was Andover Central.
Wow. Why don't we take a 30-second timeout here, Dylan? Once again, 48-46 Opie with the lead. Oh, there.
You let me know.
Yeah, let's take a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, it's still slow to get up.
Madison High School postseason basketball brought to you by Madison alumni, proud supporters of all Madison student athletes. Go Bulldogs. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Van Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs. And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most. Proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities. Opie High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. They appreciate your business and wish all athletes and students success. Go Eagles! USC 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And B&S Kennels, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend.
Dylan, as Sarah was being helped off the court, both sides gave her a standing ovation.
Yeah, yes, most definitely. There's still 30 seconds of basketball left to play.
Yeah, Candace Ashlock in the game for Madison. And Opie set the inbound. Millie Bailey set the inbound for the Eagles. Gets the ball in to Katie Robert. Katie Robert gets across the timeline. Katie gives it back over to Millie Bailey. They're trying to foul. They need to foul Millie. I think Coach Slaymaker was trying to get a timeout too, but I don't. So Kaylin Luthy fouls on her. That's her second. And now Millie Bailey at the free throw line. Bailey's first free throw is up and no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Opie. I mean off of Madison. That kind of describes the fourth quarter here for Madison.
Yeah. And the entire second half had a 14-point lead.
And now inbounds pass. Bailey set the inbound, and she gets it in. Now they get the ball across court to McKenna Broyles. They need to foul.
Yeah, it's going to be two free throws no matter what. But McKenna Broyles is going to the line, and she's been the hot hand here in half number two.
In fact, I think I have her down for 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. Free throw by Broyles is up and good. She has been money.
And Coach Will Nineson wants a timeout. He went to he said something to Coach Slay, but it's a full.
And we'll take a 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Hopi postseason basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Madison postseason basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Broyles' free throw is good. 7 seconds to go. Three-pointer is up, no good. And Dylan, it looks like it's going to be the Lady Eagles going to state. The Lady Eagles come from behind in the fourth quarter to take a 50-46 victory over the Madison Lady Bulldogs. And Dylan, it's just like everything else has been for them this year. It's just Madison just couldn't quite get it done there, but they do. But the Opie Lady Eagles are going back to state, but with a totally different crew than was there 2 years ago. It's 50 to.
Yeah, and what a down 14, and came back and won the game.
And right now they're getting ready for the awards presentation. And
they presented the plaque already.
Yeah, they were in a hurry.
And a lot of this group went to state in volleyball back in Dodge City.
Yes,
and they get to go back out west.
Yes, they do. We'll be back with the Rich Door Company postgame show coming up on Country 101.7 FM.
Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee Counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at madtel.com. Chakey Well Service, serving the oil field industry for over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs and the City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Madison High School postseason basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at madtel.com. Shaky Well Service, serving the oil food industry for over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom. Opie High School postseason basketball is brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Opie area and beyond, located at 3 West Highway 99 in Opie, across the street from the Chicken House, and Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletes and hopes to see you March 21st for the annual Bull Female Sale out at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. Opie High School postseason basketball being brought to you by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 620-475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. Good luck to all teams and students. And the Opie Chicken House. Since 1958, the Opie Chicken House has been providing their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 8 o'clock. Call 620-475-3386. It's time now for the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Door Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service. Servicing Emporia and surrounding communities. Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
The Opie Lady Eagles are going back to state with a 50-46 victory tonight over the Madison Lady Bulldogs. And Dylan, what a comeback that second half.
Yeah, Opie outscores Madison 32-19, including 23-14. Because remember, Madison started the second half with, I believe, 6 points and then, or 4 points, and then Opie went on a 23-10 run.
Wow, and it really was McKenna Broyles.
Yes.
Let's give you a rundown of the statistics. The statistics brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. For Opie, I have them being led by McKenna Broyles with 15 points, all of them in the second half.
Mostly in the third quarter.
Yes, and 11 from Katie Roberts, 8 from...
Oh, I had 10 for Katie.
Oh. My addition's not too good tonight. And then 8 from Jenna Smith, 4 from Millie Bailey, 5 from Gracie Coughlin, 6 points from Lily Skalski, and 2 from Ava Clark.
Yeah, that's what I had.
And for Madison, they got 22 points, a game-high 22 from Jalen Weekly, 10 from Yolaine Luthy. None of them in the second half. They were all in the first.
Can you believe this, Ken? I'm going to bring this up. Jalen Weekly had 10 rebounds. Yolaine Luthy had 15.
Wow.
Both double-doubles and a loss.
And 9 for Sarah Meiser, 2 for Candace Ashlock, 3 for Kaylin Luthy, and 1 point from Sadie Albert.
Huh. I had Sarah with 8. Kaylin Luthy had 3.
Oh, yes.
Ashlock had 3, and then Sadie Albert had 1.
Oh. We'll go with that.
Okay. Team numbers?
Yes.
All right, first for Madison, they were 17-48 from the field for 35%. 2 of 11 from beyond the arc, both trays made by Sarah Meiser and Kenny. Bill Neinstead's not going to like this. Madison goes 11 of 26 from the free throw line. That's 42%. 42 rebounds for Madison and 26 turnovers.
Wow.
Poor Opie. 18 of 47 from the field, that's 38%. They were 3 of 11 from beyond the arc, that's 27%. And they were 11 of 19 from the free throw line for 58%. McKenna Broyles, 8 of 9.
Wow.
Then
wow.
The rest of the team went 3 of 10.
So the Opie Lady Eagles advanced to the state tournament next week in Dodge City with a 50-46 victory tonight over Madison. Now we'll be back with the boys game coming up here between Opie and Crest on Country 101.7 FM.